is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is Entirely Unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Roberts. Welcome to Entirely Unconventional, and I am doing part two because I had a lot more to say from part one about prosperity. I did start by saying on the other podcast, and if you haven't heard it, go back, find the one from last week. What is this election, President-elect Donald Trump, the Bible, and Piers Morgan all have in common? The word prosperity. And maybe you didn't catch it last week. I really encourage you to go listen to it again. And we're going to pick up kind of where we left off and see not only what Piers Morgan said about it, but not only what the Bible said about it, but not only what the election said about it, but what does God say about it for you individually, particularly, specifically for your life? Does God want you to thrive? Does God want you to be in health? Does God want your soul, your mind, will, and emotions prosper? I believe that he does. So let's continue right where we left off last week. Piers Morgan was affirming his Christian faith. I want to read it so I get the quote exact. And then he got on Donald Trump's campaign, and he wanted to talk about making America great again. And Piers Morgan and Franklin Graham, he asked Franklin Graham this question. And he said he wanted to talk to him about how to, quote, calm things down and bring America back together. Wow, wow, and what a good question, and what a good person to answer it with Franklin Graham. And he said, what's his way of dealing with the obvious division, do you think? And he asked Franklin Graham to answer it. Franklin Graham said, listen to this, I think you bring America back together by making America prosperous for everybody. I think you bring America back together by making America prosperous, there's that word, for everybody. And he said, when talking about the economy and thriving, Franklin went on to say, I think if you want to make America great again, that will bring people together. That thing, basically, that will bring people together is if we all prosper and move forward. President-elect Donald Trump said 8 promises to make America prosper. He talked about promises of peace and prosperity. He spoke about a new prosperity message, liberty, peace, and prosperity being reborn. He even talked a couple years ago about how positive thinking and prosperity gospel defines President Trump's faith. I was looking at statistics yesterday that were from the news, and there were several categories that people voted on. And I'm not going to talk about voting. I just want to talk about the categories. The most important to them was of 39%. The next most important was 20%, then 11, then 7, then 8, then 7%. But the most important by more than 11%, for a total of 39%, people voted on economy. Economy prospering or not prospering. Proverbs 6:2 says, you are snared or trapped by the words of your mouth. I think we've come to the place, this is just Lindsay Roberts personally talking, that we have to believe the Bible. And if the word prosperity is in the Bible more than 90 times, what did God think about it? Because now if Piers Morgan is talking about it, and now if an evangelical, wonderful human being, wonderful preacher from a wonderful preaching family, and if someone like a Franklin Graham is talking about it, and I don't know, 70 years ago, someone like Oral Roberts was talking about it, and more than 2,000 years ago, someone like God Almighty was talking about it, should we revisit it? Okay. What does it mean? Prosperity, actually, in the dictionary, I went to vocabulary.com, means the condition of being successful and thriving. Are you part of that prosperity camp? Oh, Lord God, I hope so. I pray so. The condition of being successful and thriving, experiencing growth and success. It is derived from a Latin word, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-U-S, and it means doing well. Are you part of that doing well camp? Yes, I pray so every day. Then it says, it's a happy word right there. Woo-hoo. I just want to stop and say, oh, praise the Lord. It's a happy word, including golden. What did President-elect Donald Trump talk about? Bringing back a golden age. Prosperity actually is a happy word, including golden, well-healed, flourishing, and thriving. Spiritually, it means in all areas of life, including health, wealth, and spiritual awareness. The Hebrew word for prosper means to push forward, to rush, and it is connected to an action word, like an action verb. And then 90 times in the Bible, including Psalm 37, 27, let them shout for joy and be glad. Let them be glad. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Let them continually say, when have you been shouting for joy lately and glad? Let them continually say, the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woohoo. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Woohoo. Woohoo. It is time that we shout and rejoice. Shout and rejoice. Let them shout with joy. Let them shout and rejoice and praise the Lord, because God gives his people the ability to prosper. Read what the Bible says, not gossipers, not biblical gossip, not naysayers, gainsayers, or this one or that one. Has the prosperity message been abused? I think so. Has the salvation message been abused? I think it's been used for the wrong things. I'm telling you, sometimes John Osteen, who is Joel Osteen's daddy, Joel Osteen, amazing preacher of the word, wonderful preacher. He's been labeled America's preacher. Let me tell you, I knew his dad very, very well. I love their family. His mama, Dodie, just celebrated her birthday. Now she's in her 90s, and she's so vibrant and young and amazing. Her husband, John Osteen, used to say, the world is getting so churchy, and the church is getting so worldly, it's hard to tell them apart. It is time for us to get biblical and not so worldly that we don't believe the biblical principles. It is time for the Bible. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. 3 John 2, New Testament, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Let's tear it apart. Beloved means esteemed, dear, favorite. Ooh, I like that one. Worthy of love. How many people feel like they need love? They are unworthy of love. How many feel like, I am just so unloved, it's ridiculous? How many are looking for love in all the wrong places? How many are looking for love in all the right places? This is biblical. It's part of the word prospers. And the Bible says we're snared by the words of our mouth. It's actually trapped like a mouse trap. We are trapped and immobilized by the words of our mouth. Be very careful listening to people who are denouncing something that's scriptural because it's been used wrong. Listen, I know people who take that Bible and they use it as a thumping weapon to weaponize against somebody who doesn't believe like they believe. That's not what God intended. The Bible's not to be weaponized against somebody. God sent Jesus to this world not to condemn, but that the world through Christ might be saved. It is time for us to say, okay, has this been abused? Has that been abused? People can abuse a car. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop driving mine. People can abuse, I don't know. You know what? I heard of a person that got sick drinking too much water. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to stop drinking water because somebody abused it. Abusing means it's not using it for the right purpose, but for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest. And that's to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. And if you look at that, if you look at John 10:10, if you look at 3 John 2, let's go back. I wish above all things, beloved, that you prosper. It means a prosperous and expeditious journey. It means to lead a direct and easy way. Oh, for the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, I could use someone to direct me into an easy way. I know someone, I saw it yesterday, driving the wrong way down the one-way street. Just because someone was abusing the wrong way of a one-way doesn't mean I'm going to throw the street out. No, it means I'm going to use it properly. And it says to be successful, health, sound, well, in good health, even as your soul, the breath of life, the seed of your feelings, your mind, will, and emotions prospers. A successful journey on the road of life. Friend, I pray for you right now. For you to listen to the word of God. We have a president-elect that's using the word. We have one of the most respected men in American evangelical families using the word prosperous. We have a commentator from England using the word prosperous. Now you've got Lindsay Roberts repeating the biblical word prosperous. It does mean thrive. Somebody once told me, don't say prosperous, say thrive. I'm all for both. But it's time for us to realize that God's highest wish, beloved, I wish above all things, is for us to get off the ways of the way the world is operating, going, how they say, down the drain or down the tank or whatever that stuff. God didn't say that. 3 John 2 doesn't say that. It says, I wish above all things you prosper and have a successful journey on your road of life and be in health, even as your mind, will, and emotions prosper. I pray for you to prosper in every aspect of your life as you get into the word of God. People are being snared, God said. They're being entrapped by the words of their mouth. I don't want to denounce the Bible because I've heard somebody say something that somebody else said about what someone said. What did God say? We are living in a nation now where the president-elect wants us to prosper, where one of the greatest spiritual leaders of our time wants us to prosper, where God's word wants us to prosper. I've been in a position of looking at the economy very carefully. I don't know if you know this about me, but I went to school. My major was business. I went to college for it. I was a double major of business and pre-law. And in business, I had classes that dealt with international finance. I had classes that dealt with statistics. I went on to law school. It's not like I'm as some people like to accuse, even especially Christians, is as kind of not having a brain in your head. You're so spiritually minded, you're of no earthly good. I like to at least think I am relatively a little bit versed in things of the world as well as things of the Bible. But God gave us the Bible because he put us on earth. And if God wants me to prosper, I don't want to worry about the price of eggs. I don't want to worry about the economic resets that we had to look at. I don't want to worry about the price of gasoline. I don't want to worry about the interest rates. I want to prosper and be in health as my soul prospers, and I do not want to get trapped and snared by the words of my mouth. I encourage you to get in the Word of God, start with 3 John 2, and believe the Bible. Because I believe when we do, we will live a very entirely unconventional life. And you know something I believe with all of my heart? That no matter what it looks like around us, you're worth more than you think. Chew on that for a little while, and I pray you believe it. We'll see you next time, right here.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.